Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inside Scoop Live, the live audio program brought to you by ReaderViews.com. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and today I have a very special show for you. Back for her second appearance on Inside Scoop Live is J.L. Gibson. She is a former elementary school teacher turned fiction writer and was here a few months ago to talk about the second installment of her Ancient Mirrors book series titled The Reckoning. And today she's back to talk about her new book, Damsel Flies. So a little bit about J.L. J.L. Gibson grew up listening to her grandmother's stories of Celtic folklore and fairy tales. It was these very stories that eventually inspired her to become an author. After teaching elementary school for many years, she retired from education to devote herself to a full-time writing career. The result has been a blending of both myth and fantasy and an influence from role-playing games, which has led her to write her novels. So J.L. resides in Southern Oregon with her husband and annually attends writers' conventions and conferences throughout the U.S. So welcome back to Inside Scoop Live, J.L.
Thank you, Juanita. It's great to be back.
Yes, thank you so much. And as mentioned, because this is a very special show today, I have asked one of the book reviewers from ReaderView's Kids, Ian McCurley. He's a highly regarded 13-year-old book reviewer for ReaderView's, and he is an astute young man that has read all three of the books in JL's Ancient Mirrors book series, and I just thought it would be great fun to have him on the program to ask JL a few questions. So I have him on the phone as well. Welcome to Inside Scoop Live, Ian.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to the program. Okay. So, JL, congratulations are in order. I have to say I just heard that Damselflies hit number one on Amazon's Celtic Mythology bestseller. Is that correct?
That's right, yes. I'll never forget it. It was September 26th, and it was still in pre-sales.
Yes, because it's just coming out November 1st, right?
Today. Today was the official release.
Today. Yeah. That's amazing that you actually hit number one on pre-sales. And then there was a Writer's Digest Book Awards that you won as well.
Yes, the Writer's Digest International Book Award for 2007, Damselflies won an honorable mention. And they only give one prize and four honorable mentions, so we're feeling really, really good today.
That is fantastic. That's great. So for listeners that are just tuning into this interview for the first time, they're not aware of the first two books, why don't you just fill us in on the Ancient Mirrors book series and what this whole book series is all about?
Well, the common thread throughout this series is actually the ancient mirrors that are discovered below Dragmoor in Dragon Queen, which is the first book of the series. And as we move forward, the ancient mirrors are always present in the Ancient Mirrors Tale stories. That is truly the common thread.
Okay.
The story continues in the reckoning with the niece of the Dragon Queen, and she has her own quest that continues that story, while Damselflies takes place in previously uncharted territory. They just took off and went to a whole new world.
Oh. Okay, so you don't have the same characters that go through all the books?
Actually, the main character is different in each of the three books
okay.
of the series. In the fourth book that comes out next summer, Quandam, Quinn is actually back, and she was the main character from The Reckoning. But otherwise, the main characters are different, but characters come in and out of the stories, so readers seek familiar characters in each of the books.
Mm, I see. Are the books in chronological order as well?
Actually, The Reckoning was released before Dragon Queen, even though Dragon Queen is the first book in the series.
Oh, that's right.
Dragon Queen does all the world building, so it's not nearly as fast-paced a story as The Reckoning is, or as the stories that come after are.
Mm-hmm. Great. So, Ian, did you have a question about the book series for JL?
Yes. Did you get your inspiration for the book?
Well, actually, a lot of the inspiration comes from Celtic legends. I'm a big fan of Celtic legends, and I've done a lot of research in Celtic history. And, of course, I grew up with a grandmother who was a Celt-Irish woman, and she told me lots of stories. But honestly, Ian, the stories are like a movie playing in my head, and so once they get started, they just run away. And the story unfolds, and I see it in living color with Dolby surround sound, and the characters all have their own voices, and you know, it's just kind of that old story about the muse leads you, and in my case, that's really the truth.
So, you know, JL, with this love of history and Celtic mythology, as well as the whole fairy world, what elements of medieval history do we in Damselflies in this third book?
Generally, the worlds that unfold in the series will have that Arthurian legend feel. The Reckoning definitely moves into that, and then Damselflies very much has that medieval knights in shining armor feel to it. And we get more of that as we move into Quandam. So they do have that medieval feel. And yet they are sword and sorcery tales. There's no way around that. They truly are.
Mm-hmm. So the Damselflies is actually kind of a two-part story. Why don't you tell us about the first part of this book?
Damselflies is the story of a winged race that is practically annihilated by a warlord who is very, very fearful of a legend that he believes is going to unfold if the damselflies are left alive. And so he sets about to remove all enchanted beings from his world. And in doing that, he does murder a village of damselflies, leaving only one woman surviving. And it's the story of Arsinoe, the last surviving damselfly. And she's rescued by Lord Illyrian and his manservant Nihlus. And they take her under their wing and take her to a healer. And then they actually set about to train her. She comes from a race that's docile. They've never lifted hands in anger, ever. And she has to learn that sometimes you have to fight for justice. It doesn't just happen. And that's how the first part of our story unfolds.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that it's an interesting story. And I wanted to know about this whole theme of empowerment and how Arsinoe had to kind of transform into something that wasn't natural for her. And I, you know, was interested in whether it was your intention to set her character up as a strong role model for readers.
I think it was. When I set about to write the story, as Arsinoe's character grew, it became very much an awareness in me that this was truly a story about prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
Prejudice that exists in our world today, unfortunately, and how we deal with it, and that we do have an inner strength. I have lots of characters who are physically strong. Arsinoe is not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
She just is absolutely physically ill every time she's forced to fight. She has an inner strength and calm from her pacifistic nature that comes out. Even when she's forced to confront someone physically, it's always there, that underlying rightness. And she questions, why are we so... And she's talking of the human race, and why does the human race hate her? She's never done anything to them. And it's a story of how we are fearful of what we don't understand, and it's human nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so I watched that character grow from an inner strength rather than from a physical strength.
Interesting. Was there a specific mythology about damselflies that you were wanting to tap into? I'm not too sure about the mythology.
Actually, there is. There's a story that my grandmother told me about a winged race.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the idea first came from, was that story. And with my grandmother, I was never sure what was history and what was made up. She was a very, very good storyteller, and she would just launch into a story, and you just never knew. And, of course, if you asked, you just got that little sly smile that told you to figure it out for yourself.
Oh, that's great.
So to this day, it could have been something she made up, but it was the story of a winged race, and it was the story of their fall from grace in the world of enchanted beings. And so this is kind of a spinoff. I didn't have Arsinoe fall from grace at all. In
mm-hmm.
fact, I made her the leader of the enchanted beings.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where it came from.
Is there a certain magic that you relate to the damselflies?
Yes, actually, with the damselflies, the magic that they have is the ability to soothe humans.
Oh.
And she does this. She does this for our character Illyrian, who has suffered the loss of his wife and for 7 years has suffered with this because he believed he should have been able to stop it. And through her gentle being and soft magic, she's actually able to heal his heart.
Beautiful, beautiful story. Beautiful. So, Ian, did you have another question for JL about the character?
Yes. Where did you get the inspiration for the character
Arsinoe?
Arsinoe. Her name actually...